We are talking with Lieutenant Governor Bill Halter, and I know you've gone around the state. I know this is time for graduation, and you've been all over the state. What's the reaction that you have gotten from both the high schools and also the colleges?
Well, I tell you, if you talk to students, particularly those students who are going to be eligible, you talk to the sophomores and the juniors, you know, that are going to be eligible for these scholarships, you can see, as soon as you talk about just getting a 2.5 grade point average, you can see those wheels turning. You can see, you know, and people's hopes go up. Parents' hopes go up. In presentations, we've been interrupted by just spontaneous applause, you know, for folks who recognize that this is going to make a big difference for them, for their students, for their families. And that's a very gratifying thing. But we need to make sure that all this energy and all this focus remains on making sure that these funds are dedicated only to scholarships, and we need to devote renewed energy to making sure that our students out there know that if they simply apply themselves, if they work hard, if they play by the rules, and if they hit that 2.5 grade point average, there's going to be significant funding there to help them go to college.
And it doesn't matter if somebody makes $10,000 a year in a family up to $1 million a year, everybody can be affected with this.
Everybody is eligible. We don't have an income limitation on these scholarships. We've talked about this before, about countless times as I went across the state talking with folks. You'd hear from a parent who'd get up and say, look, my kid earned a 4-point grade point average. She had a 30 on the ACT, but she was not eligible for a scholarship because our family made $3,002 too much in income. We were determined that this scholarship program was going to be available to all Arkansans, not just those who had a particular income or below. This was something that everybody ought to have access to, and I'm proud to say we achieved that.
I know there was a lot of talk when the campaign was going on and even in the legislature about how much money this lottery would actually bring in. Is there any more defined number right now, or is it still kind of a question mark?
Well, it's all going to be based on projections, but until we have the actual receipts. However, the projections that we made out of my office were based on the actual experience in states that border Arkansas and then in states across the country. So we weren't just pulling numbers out of the air. So I still feel good about $100 million a year net for scholarships. Look, it may wind up being more than that. It may wind up being less than that. But I think $100 million a year is a good expectation, especially when Arkansas's lottery is up and fully operational. So after we have the games in place, after we have our own state lottery, after we've joined either Powerball or Mega Millions, you know, when we're fully up and operational, I feel very good about that number.
And we've helped all these other states. I guess we need to go ahead and have them help us. Time
to bring it on back.
A lot of people from Oklahoma work here in the Fort Smith and Van Buren area, so that would be ideal. Just come back over while you're here in town to get those lottery tickets.
I know that the Oklahoma folks are worried about it. Yep. I know that the state government is worried about what Arkansas's lottery is going to do to their receipts. And look, fair is fair. They were getting tens of millions of dollars from Arkansans for years. I think it's time that we get a little bit of that back.
Tell us what the situation is right now. Now, I know we've got the 9-member commission, and I understand they're still meeting. They've got to name a director for the lottery program, and then once that's in play, then I guess do they select the games and things like that? And what tell us a little bit about all of the things that are going on.
Well, so you've got the sequence exactly right. You know, the first big decision is the selection of an executive director, and that executive director is then going to go out and hire the staff. Simultaneously, there's going to be determinations made by the commission as to which games to have. Then you will have request for proposal, you know, contract bids that come in for folks to run these games, these operations. And following that, there'll be the launch, probably of one type of game first, followed by another, followed by still another. And then ultimately, as I said, Powerball or Mega Millions is a decision I think that the commission will make. And I hope they make it pretty quickly, actually, because we don't want to go too long without access to those games and those funds. But that's the process. And I just, you know, told you in 20 seconds, a process that's actually going to take months, and it's going to require hundreds of discrete individual decisions to get made, because what you're doing here is building a $400 million a year operation in about a 12-month period from ground zero, from literally zero.
We're talking with Lieutenant Governor Bill Halter, and before we get off the lottery subject, of course, we've got a convenience store about a block away over here, and I guess another question is, how to get the criteria to select where the lottery tickets would be sold?
Well, it's going to be determined by the lottery commission, but I think you can look to the experience of other states. I think there's a high probability that convenience stores will be one of the sales locations. I think other retailers are likely to be a sales location, but those decisions will be made by the commission, and they'll be administered by the staff of the Arkansas Lottery. But, again, just look around at the experience of other states around the country. And I think if you look at what's happening in Oklahoma or Missouri or what's happening down in Texas or down in Louisiana or over in Tennessee, Arkansans are likely to see similar sales locations as you see in those states. Certainly, being the 43rd state in the country to have a lottery, as Arkansas will be, means that a lot of people have been ahead of us and plowed that ground pretty good before we're out there.
And we can study what's going on in those other states, even good and bad things with the lotteries.
You bet.
Bill Halter, our state's lieutenant governor.